Hello everybody, my name is Sarita Ali Muhammad and this is my podcast, I Could Be Wrong. Now, I am just a woman with an opinion, and you know, it's my way of contributing to this world, and this is, you know, I'm going to contribute to the world through my podcast, and you know, this is for me. And this is for you guys as well. You know, it's my way of adding value to the world. And it's, you know, the return is adding value to my life. Because I really like to, you know, influence people's lives. Whether it's through education or, you know, just general. If you need, you know, just in general, I do like to just help people find solutions to those tiny problems that we all suffer with. And, you know, that is my hope for this podcast. And I'm pretty excited about it. I can't tell you how excited about it, because I was so excited about it when I found out about podcasts. Like, I was so, so, so excited about it. I came up with this whole topic on motivation. I made word programs. I made word programs. I researched. I made a whole script. I wrote things down. Things are gonna go like this year. But then I actually questioned whether I was that motivated to actually put something down. You know, was I the right person to do this here? And this comes from, this is what they call, what do they call it? It's analysis paralysis, where you just feel, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough, I can't do this here. And that's what happened to me. And, you know, that shouldn't happen. You should never second guess yourself. If it's something you really, really want to do, you should just jump in with all fours. Because, you know, that's what life is about. You know, I actually recently discovered that life is about doing what you want and being happy and being happy with the people around you. And so this is what I want to talk about today is, you know, where is happiness found? Like, you know, I find that a lot of us focus on long-term goals. Obviously, when you finish with a project or you graduate from school or you get married, or I don't know. I can't really like put my finger on it, but we tend to get happy when those sorts of things happen in our lives. But what if we actually looked at short-term happiness? What if happiness is the same thing as goals? We have long-term goals, and then we have short-term goals. So there's long-term happiness, which is happiness which will be made after a certain amount of success. And then we've got short-term happiness, which is happiness found every day. And, you know, for me, for a very, very long time, I was unhappy. And, you know, I was unhappy because I wasn't at the place I was in my life. But what if that was where I was supposed to be at that particular time? Maybe I was looking at things the wrong way. Yes. But happiness is found every single day in the smallest things. I mean, you could wake up in the morning and see your flower has bloomed and be happy because, you know, I remember when I was young and, you know, you see flowers, but you take for granted how hard it actually is to take care of a plant. And yeah, the other day, I decided, you know, my room needed a bit of color. So I went to the florist and I picked this flower. I can't actually know the name, but I don't actually remember the name, but it was purple. and it was like a nice violet purple sort of. So I bought this flower and I brought it home. So first week the flower's blooming, everything's fine, you know, it's growing bigger, taller. Wow, amazing. Next thing, second week this flower starts to get yellow leaves and I'm like, what did I do wrong? I watered it every single day and now this is happening. What am I doing wrong? But that's the thing. Flowers take a little bit more care than just pouring water on them every day. And this is the thing. And this is what makes it so exciting when your flower actually blooms. And this is what made it merrier for me when I seen it bloom. Even my dogs lately, one of my dogs, I got two dogs, Sandy and Algernon. And Sandy is the female, Algernon's the male, of course. Well, duh. So Sandy had a abscess on, you know, on her right side. I don't know, left or right, whichever side. So, you know, I was leaving to go out of town, you know, on the Friday, and I noticed just a little bit of swelling on the side of her face, and I'm like, oh gosh, what is this? And immediately, well, I tend to worry too much. I am a worrier, people. I am a worrier. So I was like, oh gosh. And everybody kept on saying, no, it's just an abscess. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't worry about it. And, you know, I didn't even enjoy my weekend because I was worried about my dog. I was super, super worried about my dog. And the whole weekend, I remember even when I came home and I seen her like the abscess had like, I don't know, quadrupled in size. It was like a whole orange. It was that big. It was like a whole orange attached to the side of her face. A whole orange. And my heart, you know, sank. And I remember just looking at her and feeling so down every time I saw her. And that's the thing, you know, you see your family every day, you see your dogs every day, and that makes you happy, you know. That makes you so happy. You eat, you know. And it kind of makes me think that we take things in life for granted. I feel even sometimes I tend to feel low, and I really let this low feeling get to my head. And yet there's some people that are out there. Like recently, last night, I heard one of my friends went into hospital because she has like a tumor in her stomach, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm wasting so much time being unhappy. Like, what if this happens to me also and I haven't really lived life and I've spent so many hours of being, of feeling down? And, you know, guys, life is so short and we should not allow, you know, bad feelings to kind of control our lives. We need to live every day as if it was our last, because the truth of the matter, yes, you know, we can look at dog lives, because, you know, when it comes to dog years, I think 1 year is like 2 years. I don't know how they explain dog years, but we don't live like dog years, you know. A year is a year to us. It's just a year. It's not like a dog year. But I feel that animals actually live more than we do because we tend to worry about the tiniest of things. Do I look great? Is my makeup perfect? Is this happening? Is that happening? And I'm like, wow, why do we do this to ourselves? It's like we almost live in like a jar instead of just enjoying life as it is. Instead of fighting with our partners and fighting with our family, we are supposed to enjoy one another for the time we have on this earth. Wow, we should really just, you know, like even when, you know, somebody's down, they tend to see things very selfishly, because they'd be like, oh, life is hard, you know, this is not going right for me, that is not going right for me, this door was slammed in our face. But what if we looked at things from the other side of the spectrum and seen that life isn't so bad? It's not as bad as we think it is. It is what it is, but we can also make the best of our life. We can say, you know what, today I'm waking up in the morning and I'm going to take a walk. And you know what, that is like cocaine. Exercise in the morning is like cocaine. And there's also the community that comes with exercise, because you get to meet people on the road, and that brings some sort of excitement and motivation, and it's just incredible. So, yeah, let's live our best life, people. I'm not talking about, you know, going and having a drink or something like that, because that's not solving your problem. I'm talking about actually making good movement in our life. And something else that can also be exciting is contributing to the world. And I mean, like, this podcast is my contribution to the world. We should focus outwardly, and you know, if you give time, you could give time to a library on the weekend, and you'll meet even more people, and you'll be like, wow, I really enjoyed myself. So there are so many things you can do to bring happiness into your life. And you know, if there's somebody out there that you feel really, really needs help, you should give it to them, because you know, life is about helping one another, and community is so, so important. It's really, really important. It's really, really, really important. Okay, I think I'm done with talking about where happiness is found. What I want to talk about now is, you know, I want to talk about, you know, perfection. You know, sometimes we want to be perfect, but sometimes maybe perfection kind of gets in the way of things we actually want to do. Like, for example, if you want to become a YouTuber, you don't have to have that big expensive camera. You could just use your phone and improvise, and as you start growing, obviously you can get a really, really nice camera. So that is my motivation for the day, is don't let perfection get in the way of something good. So if you know that you can be good at something, obviously you're not going to be perfect at the beginning, but if you just keep working at it every single day, and if you keep working at it every single day, you will become perfect in the end. And you know what, even if it's imperfect, it's going to be perfect to somebody out there. So go out there and be the best you can be. I'm going to leave you with this quote from Eleanor Roosevelt, the future. Okay, and she states, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. So with that there, thank you for listening. I really enjoyed making this podcast, and I'm so excited. It's my first podcast. So thank you, everybody, and I hope you have a good rest of the week. Bye.